Blog Talk Radio. some blessings out there to my podcast audience. This is your host, Forrest J. Nance. Grown folks talk and express yourself. Once again, I'd like to thank you for coming on to this wonderful podcast. And I just want to say, first and foremost, you have to give praise where praise is due. None of us would be possible without the Creator. All praise is due to the Most High, whatever you may call him. I want to thank you once again for joining in. Peace and blessings. Hope everybody's well out there in this time of, as the Temptations sang back in the day, ball of confusion, because that's what the world is today. And they sang about that back in the 60s, and it's still a hit, ain't it? But anyway, family, real quick, before we bring on our special guest tonight, Brother Paul, he's coming on, all right, and basically he's going to talk about the science of numerology. You go to my Facebook page, and we have an itinerary up there of all of our heavy-hitting speakers, and Paul is a heavy hitter, all right? He's the Hank Aaron of some of our most cherished speakers who have come on over the past weeks. And once again, I'd just like to thank you guys for your participation in coming in. Also, I had a hit up earlier this week. I would say altogether maybe about 7 or 8 hit ups on the green tea. That, of course, you know, you go to my Facebook page, Forrest Nance, scroll down, you get a discount on the most potent green tea in the world. And ladies and gentlemen, I'm not just saying that because it is the most potent. Science is proven. And if you go to teaforhealth.com, all right, they have been tested against the most other so-called potent teas, and Lipton is a bootleg tea. That's right, I talk about Lipton because you remember back in the day, all the way to now, it was always Lipton. That can't even hold water to this tea. 500-710 ECGC, which is the main potent ingredient in the green tea, the polyphenols. Heart healthy. I've had John Boston on before. He reversed his cancer of the lymph nodes when he drank 3 cups per day because he didn't want to go through the radiation and the chemotherapy, all right? And this thing will help you in this time of COVID, because every time you turn around, here we go with a different variant. But anyway, family, before we bring on Brother Paul Thompson, all right, a heavy hitter, like I said, in himself, and he's going to be brought on by our dear brother, you guys are familiar with him, Brother Michael Collins, okay, from Longevity Products, a beautiful brother. And then you know my other beautiful brother, Brother Rashad El Amin. We have a clip. It's a 30-second clip before we bring on our guests. And also, I got a lot of calls. I got to bring it out. The sisters that came on last week, Space for Grace, that was Karen, Minister Deborah, and Jada, okay? They were very impactful, all right? And I just want to let you guys know, all right? And the sisters who happened to be on last week who were brave enough to make revelations about what they've went through, all right, and even though we're not geared to that this evening, that's not the topic of discussion, I just want to let you know that Space for Grace, starting in March, will be on my podcast every second Saturday of the month starting in March, all right? So please, for anybody who's had any type of domestic issues, it was narcissism was the topic, anything pertaining to that, all right, self-esteem, they will be back. So stay posted on my Facebook page. I have it on there, okay? And once again, thank you for the support of the green tea, because it can only, look, we try to bring you health, wealth. We try to spiritually motivate and mentally nourish you on Grown Folks Talk and Express Yourself. Different schools of thought, but it all runs into the same gulf. So without further ado, we want you to listen. It's a 30-second clip. It's not long. And then we're going to bring up our guest who's going to be introduced by Brother Michael Collins. Brother Rashad, are you there, brother?
Yes, sir.
All right, there you go. And also, time permitting, family, Brother Rashad, near the end of the podcast, and Brother Paul has, this is his time, we may have to present it to you another time, but if time allowing, we're going to bring on something very, very impactful, all right? So it's a clip. We want you to listen, Brother Rashad, to bring it on hopefully near the end of the podcast. If not, there'll be another time for it, okay? But Brother Rashad, go right ahead, my brother.
All right. Good evening, listening audience and brothers and sisters. I just want to say this clip, I didn't get the full clip because I missed the doctor who said it at the beginning. McGarry tried to also express what he said. So it's going to start with Gary No. But like Forrest said, that other clips I got, stay on to the end of the show because that's some powerful stuff you really need to hear. You really need to hear. But anyway, let me play this clip here. Listen carefully.
But it doesn't do much or nothing. And the third one would help you prove it. But think of all the people who are now suffering from sinus effects. We're talking into the multiple millions in the United States, around the world, and all the people who have died, which is in the hundreds of thousands, go from anywhere on a scale of 160,000 dead, that's a very conservative, up to 600,000 to 700,000 dead, that's more realistic in the United States based upon only 1% of adverse effects being reported. And yet the media will not tell you that, not even discuss it, not have an open debate on it. They'll just propagate the whole idea that you must get it. They're telling us it doesn't work at the PCR test, we were told. It was never meant for that. I should know because on the Internet, it's an hour and 54-minute interview with the developer, Terry Mullis, a personal friend, who won the Nobel Prize for discovering the PCR. And in it, you will see him attacking Fauci. He said, this man knows nothing about science, and yet he is considered the world's scientist. We've exposed him repeatedly, a new documentary on Fauci and Gallo and others who control the war on AIDS.
I'm going to stop it there because it goes into the AIDS thing. But what it was, the doctor before Gary repeated what he said was the first and second shot didn't do nothing. This is what he said. But the third shot will probably help you. Okay? So the first and second shot didn't do nothing. Why did you get the shot? Or why did they give the shot if it wasn't doing nothing? And come to find out, it was less than 1% effective. Now, y'all think because you got the shot, you're protected. You got to listen to this last clip later on in the show. So, Forrest, thank you, brother.
And also, the person came from the Pfizer Corporation. Y'all know that's one of the main pharmaceuticals that's pushing this shot out here. And like I said about Johnson & Johnson, they couldn't even get baby powder right. Like I said, we've been bamboozled. And in case you guys didn't hear, he said about the test that they used, the NPC, NCR, whatever PCR test.
Yes.
Right, now the CDC is saying, not CDC, who is it, Rashad? Who's the person? What company is saying or corporate?
It was the NIH or the CDC said that test is no good because there's so many false positives. And now when you go to a testing center like Kmart up here in West Orange,
right,
they don't have the PCR testimony. They have the saliva test.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So think about how many people, my dear brother, who have that fear was putting them. They tested positive. They think they got it. They didn't have it. They took the shot, and they didn't have to. It's crazy. But anyway, Brother Rashad, I know you got to do what you got to do, brother. I'll talk to you a little later on in the show. We got to get to Brother Michael. Thank you, Brother Rashad. Appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Brother Michael.
Yes, indeed.
All right, my brother. Is Brother Paul Thompson in the wings?
I think Jay is calling him up. I just gave him his number.
Oh, okay. All right. So in the meantime, my dear brother, why don't you keep our listening audience entertained, because we're waiting for Paul Thompson to come on, and you might want to bless the audience with some tidbits of things that have happened this week or whatever you may want to say. Brother, go right ahead.
Well, today was just a very exciting day because I'm a longevity distributor, and today we honored Martin Luther King. We had Dr. Wallach on. So it's just amazing because Dr. Wallach had worked with Coretta Scott King, helped prolong her life, and helped her make the last walk for her last ceremony to honor her husband. and he's also worked with the King family, Andrew Young. So it's just very noticeable to know this history and what's been going on in the world. And then today, I had the ability to take a class, and it was called Total Knowledge. And it's from Maharishi Mahayogi. And it's really about the total knowledge in any system to help you bring about inner peace and outer peace. And this was a system of making changes in the world. And the last exercise that the instructor asked us to do is think of how your world would be if you lived in total love. That is, everything was total in total love. And then he asked that same question, how about if your government was in total love? How would the world be? And I believe there were people from at least probably 5 continents on. And it was just amazing to hear the different responses that they read. We all have the power to change the world that we're living in. But the only way that we're going to change it is elevate your consciousness, because we all are consciousness. So I don't care what belief system you believe in. When you go into the highest of high, there is only consciousness. And when we come from that space of consciousness, then we have the ability to change, and we have the ability to bring about the highest forms and the highest forms of psychology, so that, number one, you create that inner peace within yourselves, and number two, that inner peace just exudes to everyone you come in contact with. That's why I'm a big proponent of meditation, and I really recommend anybody learn transcendental meditation, because it will be a game changer in your life. When you go inside, you stop looking for the creator outside, and you realize that all that creative power is inside of you. And so when you start to stimulate that creative power within yourself, you can move mountains. You have the ability to flow with the ocean and go deeper and deeper and deeper into your subconscious. That's why I advocate read. Don't take it from anybody. Don't take it from anybody you hear, but read. Find out for yourself. And then come into critical analysis so that you can have conversations and you can see how your belief system, how you were raised, how it influences the truth of nature, and how it balances with that. So you have this ability to do this at all times, at all moments. That is the power that you have in yourself. And today, when Paul Thompson talks about numerology, numerology is an ancient system. We all have numbers in our lives. We have our birth number, we birth date, we have our destiny number, and these numbers inform us about how our innate personality is. You can always work to change things that you dislike, and that's why I recommend reading the Bhagavad Gita, which is the greatest book of psychology. And when you start to understand the psychology and what makes you tick, numbers is just a system. Again, I studied astrology for 5 years with my teacher, and then I practiced astrology for over 35 years. So I was seeing behavior patterns and the repetition of behavior patterns. Behavior patterns from familial situations, from societal situations. When you start to understand these patterns, you can make change so that you don't have to live in ignorance. Because so many times in this age, in this confusion, people are living in ignorance. And it's time for us to use total knowledge. Because to know total knowledge and the truth, The knowledge is in nature. And in nature, we go from physics to quantum physics. We go from the field to the unified field. And all the answers are in the unified field. So that when we come up into the unified field, we can solve all the problems. You know, in the world that we live in now, things are so crazy because we're trying to solve problems and find solutions by looking at it from the same perspective of the problem. We will never find solutions looking for the solution within the problem. We have to use our creative imaginations. We have to go higher. We have to go and put ourselves in different mindsets because the situation that has captured you and has captured you in this situation is what's keeping you in bondage. Yes, in bondage. You're putting the handcuffs on yourself. Now, I know some of y'all may like that, but in the world of freedom, in the world of Moshe, liberation, you want that freedom, the freedom in your mind to be yourself, to go through the lessons in life so that you can free yourself up, so that you can free your karma, so that when you leave and transition this world and transition your body, you can move on to the next level instead of having to repeat and come back and come back and come back until you understand the mistakes that you've made. And we've all made mistakes. Like I was explaining to Forrest, I'm paying for a mistake that I did over 30 years ago, maybe 40 years, 1974. I was at a fraternity house and I was in college and I was shooting, people were shooting a BB gun at a wine bottle. So I said, you know, being my smart-ass, dumb-ass self, said, let me have the gun. So I had the gun, and I shot it, and I hit the table.
Please leave your message for 202-738-7895.
Okay, we're going to go back.
Hello,
Brother Mike, can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah, that was. I'm sorry, family. But I didn't mean to cut you off like that. But Jay informed me he was trying to get in contact with Brother Thompson. So,
Of course.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. I'm gonna give him another try because I just spoke to him and he told me to just give him a call. Maybe he wasn't ready yet. Just let me give him one more try.
Okay. All right. Did you hear that, Brother Mike?
Yeah.
Okay,
it's ringing now.
Okay, hold on. Michael, finish that story podcast on his. Hold up for a minute. We have to get in contact with our guest for the evening. Brought to us by Brother Michael.
What's that?
I said brought to us by Brother Michael.
Please leave your message for 2027.
Well,
okay.
You said you spoke to him, right?
I just spoke to him. I told him he was going to call in. Go ahead with the show. I'll try him on another line.
He's calling
okay.
me right now. He's calling
oh, he's
me
calling
right,
you
right
now.
Right now.
All right, hold on, y'all. And podcast family, while they're getting that together, I just want to say to you, if you have friends that are calling you and telling you can't get through, remember we mentioned this the last couple of weeks, they're having some type of bidding war with the companies. So if they can't get through, if you don't have a house phone or a certain phone, then remember, you can always listen to the show on the link on my Facebook page, all right? So let them know, just tap the link and listen to the show, all right? Is Brother Paul there?
You want, I think Michael might gonna bring him in on a three-way. I'm thinking that's what happens.
I think Mike said he had him on his end, right?
I'm not sure. Yeah. Michael's call just dropped, so I'm assuming he's going to try to call him on a three-way.
Call him back. Okay. So we'll just hold on and I'll entertain.
You want to go to a song or you want to continue?
No. I'll talk to the podcast. So he's got a few things
okay.
to say.
Okay. All right.
Okay. Just let me know when he comes on, Jay. That's all.
I will.
I'm live, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Forrest.
All right. Yes, sir.
Yes.
Forrest, can Michael finish what he was saying, the story he was saying? Can you finish that first?
What happened was Jay said that his call dropped, so I think he's trying to bring on Paul Thompson on his phone.
Oh, okay.
That's what happened, because I would let him finish. But Jay tried to reach him twice and went to voicemail. You heard that.
Yeah. Okay,
so,
all right. I just curious. I wanted to hear the rest of what he had to say. But that's what
he
know.
Told me. He told me when I was talking to him, it ricocheted off his tooth. Oh, I'm telling the story. Excuse me, y'all. But anyway, family, I just want to give a shout out while we're waiting for our guests to come on, because sometimes things happen. You never know why people are getting their stuff together. But anyway, I just want to say a shout out to all the people who have been with me from day one. Appreciate it. And also, just to let you guys know, Brother Rashad is the sales, the go-to man for Black Seed Oil. All right. Maybe the brother might want to. Rashad, you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, you might want to tell the people, because I got green tea, Rashad got the black seed oil, and Brother Michael has the longevity product, which is, I think there's quite a few products that fall under Dr. Joe Wallach's tenure. But go ahead, brother, tell me about that black seed oil right quick while we're waiting on Brother Michael to come on with our guest.
Sure. The black seed oil I carry is from a family that's been making it for 300 years, and Ethiopia. This is made in Ethiopia, and this is the original formulation. You know, you have a lot of black seeds out there. Some of it is okay, some is not bad, and then you have those that are just garbage. But this is the original formulation, and as you know, science has shown that the black seed is good for so many things, cancer, whatever. It's shown that this thing really works for all kind of sicknesses and everything. As a matter of fact, last report I heard from the scientists was that taking black seed heals your liver. So if you have liver problems, then black seed is the way to go. Okay? But if you can look up black seed and look at the studies, and you'll see that this is the number one oil on the planet.
Mm-hmm.
Take it if you want to have a strong immune system. Not from a vaccine, but from nature. It'll be stronger and healthier, and you can fight off all kind of viruses and diseases or whatever. You understand? But you have to let nature work for you. So I just, that's my little input. But all I say is Google black seed, okay, and just to get the scientific research to see all the benefits of taking black seed. And then you might have some nutcase come on and say, oh, no, black seed, you shouldn't take the oil, you should just take the grain, blah, blah. Just somebody doesn't even do research, just saying something they don't even know about, okay. So, and when you take black seed oil, only take a teaspoon. That's all you need is a teaspoon. No more than a tablespoon. No more than one tablespoon a day. That's all you need. But a teaspoon will suffice. Okay? It will suffice. And it really is effective. Now, some people may not be able to tolerate the taste so much. You can put it in your smoothie. Or you can mix it in some lemonade or something, okay? I take it straight. You know, most of my friends who take this take it straight. But it's very, very effective. Very effective. So that's what I want to share, Brother Forrest.
Appreciate it. That's good timing, because now our guest is on with Brother Michael.
Oh, great. Okay.
Okay. Brother Michael, you there?
Yes.
All right. Is Brother Paul there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, brother. I just want to let you know. I just want to let you know. After the podcast, I'm gonna have two guys with black suits on and sunglasses. And if you don't have my $100 ready for being late, brother, they're gonna have to take you in. I'm just kidding, brother. Hey, peace and blessings, brother. Welcome back to Grown Folks Talk and Express Yourself. It's a pleasure to have you on, my brother. Go right ahead, Michael. Go right ahead with our dear brother Paul.
All right. Well, it's my pleasure and honor to introduce my friend Paul Thompson. And just to say briefly a little bit about Paul, Paul has a remarkable mind. He's an author of a book that I recommend highly everybody gets, Stop Making This Shit So Hard, Discovering a Purposeful Life. You will be amazed when you start to work with the laws of nature and the laws of self, how much you can discover about yourself and how much you can realize your purpose on here on earth. Tonight, Paul is going to grace us talking about the science of numbers and numerology. And I've worked with this brother. I've heard him speak a number of times. I was in a think tank with him. So Paul is the real deal. So I'm not going to take up any more time. And it's my honor and my privilege to bring you Brother Paul Thompson.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Michael Collins, for the wonderful introduction. just a little background. I am, as Brother Mike Collins said, I am a numerologist, and I'm a student of universal law. And so as a practitioner of universal law for more than 45 years, and practitioner of numerology for more than 25 years, it has been pretty much a very interesting journey in understanding self and human behavior. And so what we are going to do tonight is really share with the listeners understanding how numerology is connected to you by your numbers and your name. Every letter in our name are correspondent to a numerical frequency. And so your letters in your name have spirit in it. And by reading the spirits of the numbers that are connected to your letters, it tells me things about you, your pathway, things that you will do or feel, journey. And your date of birth is called a life. So when you take your, and you add up your total year. So, for example, 1 plus 7, and that would come to, then you would add, and so if you were born January, you would add your, then you would add your month, which is, and then you, it would be 8 plus 1 plus 2, which would come to an 11. 8 plus 2 is 10, plus 1 is 11. The only two numbers that you don't reduce are 11 and 22 when they're double digits. All the other numbers you continue to reduce until you get a single digit. The only two that you do not reduce is the 11 and 22. The reasons why the 11 and 22 stay in their natural form and not reduce is because the 11 and 22 are considered master numbers. These two numbers are highest in vibration, and when people are operating out of the 11 and the 22, they are oftentimes very unique to the planet. The 11 represents a spiritual journey, a spiritual person, a spiritual teacher, and the 22 represents one who comes with information ahead of her or his time, where they bring something in them for the present and future generations. And so to have this presentation, I guess what we want to do is be able to dialogue with people who call in and kind of test the information by talking to people, their names, and questions they have, so you can pretty much see how the energy works as it relates to yourself or your number. If you want to know your reason for coming to the planet, it is in the date of birth, and the date of birth gives us a number, and the number is operating from a frequency or a numerical frequency that tells us about your purpose for coming to this plane called Earth. So, Jay, would you want to take some calls, or how would we want to do this format?
Yes, by the way, Brother Paul, I just want to say before Jay finds out who hit the number one button, family, if you have a question, he's not finished yet, I'm sure, because he has a wealth of knowledge. If you guys want to ask Brother Paul a question, hit the number one button. Be patient. That doesn't mean you'll come right in, but you'll be in the Hue Cube, and we'll call the last four numbers of your dial-in number. So, Jay, do we have anybody hitting the number one button yet, my brother?
Hold on 1 second.
Okay.
Let's take Jay for example. Jay, is your birth name Jay?
Yes.
While we waiting on people, your name is J-A-Y.
J-A-S-H-O-N. Jay Sean.
Jason. That's your birth name, Jason. Okay.
No, well, my birth name is Randy, R-A-N-D-Y.
R-A-N?
Yes.
You're like
Did
Randy.
You say
Randy. You're Randy.
Randy, okay.
Yes.
Randy J. Okay.
Randy Jackson.
So let's look at that.
Okay.
Okay, but you're Randy Jason, right?
No, I'm Randy, but that's the middle name, Jay Sean.
Okay, Jay Sean. And your last name is Jackson?
Yes.
Okay. So you have a R-A, right, in your first two letters, and then you have a J-A in your middle two letters, in your middle name, and then you have a J-A in the first two letters of your last name. Is that right?
Yes.
So that means you are a born leader, and not only are you a born leader, when you go back through your life, wherever you've been, whatever you've done, you just float straight to the top. Because your leadership vibration is so strong that you are overwhelmed with aggression, taking action to get things done. You don't even think about it. It's because it's your natural energy. You have the A in Randy. You have the J-A and J-A twice, which are all five. So you have five leadership vibrations in all three of your names, which is just absolutely more than most people have, if they don't have any. You got five. And so that means that you are one that just takes charge and gets things done, don't even have to think about it. It's just the vibration that you're operating from. And so that means you pretty much don't like anybody telling you what to do or dictating to you. It says that you, because of your natural leadership, there's a strong side of you that's very independent, and there's a strong side of you that's very aggressive at going after what you desire. And so that is already incorporated in the character of who you are. Now, we go back to the first name again. The aura in your first position means one with a good heart, with multi-talent, that you've been considered hard-headed by your parents because you won't listen well to advice. You have to go through the experience on your own. And so that's the way the aura operates. The aura is also one that has a interest in fixing problems, being able to solve problems. And so that means you have a strong problem-solving energy in your first vibration.
Right. Okay. That sounds about right.
At the end, yes, sir. And at the end of your name is a Y, right?
Yes.
In the first name. So that says that you will overthink things. That means you will overthink things because it's a critical energy in thought, but it means it's also suggesting that you will overanalyze because of it being in the last position.
That's true. That's true. I'm a Virgo too, and Virgos are overthinkers, overanalyzers.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, that's true. Thank you. When you first came on, the phone was breaking up. We didn't really hear the first part about when you was adding up the numbers, but we can get to that another time because we got a couple of callers now.
Okay. Excellent.
All right. Hold on 1 second. Thank you very much.
Yes, sir.
2614.
Yes.
Are you live?
It's Brother Ishmael. What's happening, Brother Ishmael?
How you doing, my brother? How you doing?
Doing fine, my brother. It's Ishmael Shabazz, Brother Paul.
Hey, Brother Paul, my name is Ishmael Shabazz. What to say about that?
Ishmael. I-S-M-A-E-L. Ishmael.
I-S-A-M-A-B-L. I mean, A-Z-Z. I'm sorry. Let me start over. I-S-M-A-L. Shabazz is S-H-A-B-A-Z-Z.
Okay. So I-S would be the first two letters of your name. Is that correct?
Yes. Yes, sir.
Okay. And so the I represents the nine, the ninth letter of the alphabet. It means emotionally, you are a problem solver. You have a good heart and love to help people solve their problems.
Wow.
And so the S is kind of similar to what we just read with Randy because he has it almost in the reverse. He has the R A and you have the S, I-S, which is nine and one, leadership. And so it means you're self-directed, not a follower. And it basically says because of the feeling you have to help other people solve their problems, you are one that has strong feelings for the humanitarianism, the humanitarian act, the humanitarianism and act. Yes, sir.
Wow.
Is that a birth name?
Huh?
Is that a birth name?
No, I changed my name, but that just fits who I am right now, man.
Let me say this about the change of name. When you're born, and you have a name that's on your birth certificate, in the first 9 years, that information will cease.
Okay.
So the information that is in your birth certificate is the core of your energy. When you add a name, change a name, that adds energy to the original energy, just so you know.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Yes, sir.
Okay, thank you. That just suits me right fine. Who I am, man. I always wonder why I'm always helping people. That's just my nature.
Okay, the doorbell rang. What happened with the doorbell? What's up? Oh, somebody's coming in. Who's this?
You got another caller.
Another call, okay. Thank you, Brother Shabazz.
All right, thank you, man. I'm still listening.
Okay, I know you are, brother. Thank you. Okay, Jay, bring the next person in for Brother Thompson.
1178.
Good evening, forecast family.
Good evening.
Am I being heard?
Yes, sir. Go right ahead, my brother.
Yes, before I give you my name, and you can read me, I want to ask you a question about how you find what you're finding. So when you read us, you're telling us part of what our purpose is here, walking this earth. I want to know, does that work in reverse? Can you tell us the end of our journey?
Tell you the end?
The end of our journey. Yes. Go ahead, brother.
Yeah, that's not possible because of the thought vibration of the brain computer. Every day you're sending messages that is creating your right now and your tomorrow.
So predicting the future is more so in alignment with what one may call your life path number, where there are energies that you hold that guiding you righteously and unrighteously is a choice. But spiritually, everybody's being guided by a divine force that lives within each and every one of us. And the more that we align ourselves with that to understand it, then it becomes a natural flow. But each letter in our name has a righteous and unrighteous spirit. So you can choose to operate out of either one of that side. Like, for example, the A. When we have the A, is a leadership vibration. But at the same time, the A is one who is aggressive, one who is independent, one who can really get the best from himself, herself, and others. The unrighteous side of the A is ego, is control. So it depends on how each letter we use them according to the natural law.
Okay, brother. Understood. So you need my first name and you need my last name?
Well, just your first name starts. Good.
So what do you need?
Your first name.
Just your first name. Yes, sir.
Leon.
L-E-O-N.
Yes, sir.
Is that right? Okay.
Yes,
the
sir.
L is a communication vibration. So the L represents one who has the ability to communicate his feelings. The L represents a person that is pretty much jovial, excitable, can be very friendly and have and attract a lot of friends. The E in the first vowel is a five, which is a creative spirit, which means your mind races very rapidly. Your style of learning in school is very different and unique. You have a side of you that is very spontaneous. Have a side to you that bores quickly. Things won't hold your attention for so long because you came to the planet not to focus. So everything in the spirit world basically talks to us about how we function, how we will feel and think, because it's all in the characters of our letters. And unfortunately, like I said, we go to school and learn ABC and 1, 2, 3 and not really understanding the power that has been given to us in the spirit world.
Bam, would you care to give Brother Thompson your last name, brother?
I'll give my last name. I didn't hear the O in.
No, just the first two he deals with.
Oh, just the first two. Okay, just
the first
two.
Two,
okay.
Right,
yeah, the first consonant in the first vowel is more of who you are than anything because it's in the first position.
Well, I can tell you what the reading of my first name was correct, was dead on about me. So you need the first two of my last name, or you need the whole last name?
Do you have a middle name?
Yes, I do, Albert.
Now, your last name, just so you're raising a question, your last name is considered core energy, so it's not you by yourself, it's your entire family. So I'm pretty much trying to read the energy of, you know, the person on the call. So yeah, Albert would be an A-L. So the A-L would complement your L-E in Leon because you have the leadership vibration in Albert, and you have the L again, which is the communication friendly. So when you look at Leon and Albert, you know which one is operating because Leon is a free spirit. He's going to be laid back, come on, whatever. Albert's the one that takes charge and makes things happen and gets very aggressive.
Okay, brother, I can accept that.
Yes, sir.
You want to give him the last two letters of your last name, Brother Leon? Last two letters?
B-R.
B-R, Brother Thompson.
E is an Edward.
No, B-R.
Spell it first.
The last
B-R.
The last name is Brathwaite.
B is in boy, R is in Raymond.
And right.
Yes.
And what's the next letter?
B-R-A.
And next letter, A, okay.
B-A.
So that's what we need.
B-A.
The first vowel on the first consonant. Okay.
Okay,
so
B-R-A,
okay, thank you. The B speaks to your family, and the A speaks to your family energy. You said Bradley?
Brathwaite.
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 Brathwaite. So what that basically says, there's a contradiction in that name. Now watch the contradiction, and you see it play out in your family.
because it's the core energy. The B is the second letter of the alphabet. The A is the first letter of the alphabet. So you have 1, 2, 2, 1 going on. You have a 2 vibration and a 1 vibration, both in authority or in the strong position. What happens when you have a Barry, Bailey, a name where you have a VA or AB? You have 2 feelings going on. You have one of a sensitivity nature, feeling more about, let's see how we put this in these terms, a sensitivity to yelling or being criticized. The A in the vowel means that the Breathwaite families feel that they're on top and there's nothing that they can't do. With the A emotionally, the B feels I'm not good enough at times, wearing the emotion on the sleeve. And so depending on the choice of how a person is using that energy, they'll feel woe's me at times, and then the other time they feel I'm the best at whatever I do, nobody can do it better than me. Now here's how it actually plays out. If you think about the championship of the NBA or the Super Bowl of the NFL, you have 2 teams that get to the final. Well, even they're both champions, one wins and one loses. The winning team represents the A. Yay, we won, we're the best, nobody can beat us. The team that went to the championship and lost are crying or feeling down. We lost, man, we weren't good enough, or whatever the idea is. And that's kind of how the A and B operate in the spirit world, that the A represents the one on top or the one aggressive or the one feeling strong because of the behavior or the activity, and the B is the one that's feeling like I wasn't good enough or I didn't do my best or whatever the information is that the brain computer holds. Just giving an analogy how it pretty much plays out.
It's correct. It's definitely correct.
Yes, sir. Absolutely.
All right, brother Leon, we want to thank you for coming on because we got some more callers coming in. My brother, peace and blessings, and thank you for coming on. Appreciate that.
Yes, sir, brother.
Thank you. I have my phone on, and I can shut my cellular down now and go on to my home phone if it helps.
Probably saw a little feedback there.
Yeah, it's also if I hang up this phone, it'll stop the feedback, and I should be able to be heard clear. So
okay,
I'm going to hang this up.
Okay. Jay, any more people hitting number one?
Yes.
Okay, bring them on in, brother.
You want to bring them in and then wait for the brother to call back?
Oh, he got a call back in?
Yeah, he hung up from his cell phone.
Oh, I thought he was hanging up one phone so it could be clearer. Okay.
He's going to call from his house phone.
Oh, okay. Just be patient.
I think he's
podcast,
one second.
Okay.
One second.
Can you all hear me?
Yes, sir. We got you.
Okay, yes, we got you.
All right, thank you.
Okay, I'm
we got another caller for you.
I'm going to bring in another caller. I'll bring in another caller for us.
Okay, appreciate it.
All right. 2614, you live.
I think that was Brother Shabazz.
All right, let's go to another one.
Yeah.
1224, you live.
1224, you there?
Yes, I'm here. Hello,
right.
Everybody. My question is, how do you figure out the characteristics of each of the letters, like what you were describing about the people from the letters and the names?
Well, you really don't figure them out. It's basically a code that comes from numerical frequency that every letter, if you look in the Bible, the King James Version of the Bible, most people don't know it was written in something called gematria. And so the Bible is written in a code, but nobody's pretty much have ever been told that. So you have to code and decode what it's really saying. So just as the Bible is written in code, there is a chapter in the Bible called Numbers. And the numbers in the chapter, when you read it, it says it is all about the spirit of the letter. And, of course, many ministers and pastors and preachers have read that for years, and they probably don't have any idea what that means. What it is referring to is the spirit of the letter is that the letter in our name carry a spirit. We have not been taught in this country, not can only qualify America based on there's a whole world out there beyond America, that there is a spiritual component to all of us that in the sense of this world system, it's never been talked about or taught. So sometimes you hear some of it in church and religion, but spirituality is the way of life for everybody and everything, and there is nothing else. And so I had this debate in June with a brother who was a clinical psychologist dealing with mental illness. And so I'm trying to share with him that the struggles that people are having mentally is all spiritual. And the more that we understand the spirit world, as we're talking about these letters, because all I'm doing is reading the spirit of each letter as a student of universal law that tells me about a person's pathway, a person's struggle, a person's journey. Let me give you an example. This is probably 20 years ago now. There was a young lady who came. I had done this reading for a group of school teachers, and they were basically all female energy that came to this reading. And so one young lady finally came in, and her name was Kimberly. So Kimberly told her story. And her story was, I was stabbed by kind of like a baby mama drama type of story. And she tells the story about her being stabbed by this female, and she was bleeding out. So when the ambulance got there, one of the ambulance drivers did the wave, you know, under the chin, the neck, like she ain't going to make it because she's losing too much blood. She's going to bleed out. But lo and behold, they followed the procedures, put her in the ambulance, and took her to the hospital. When she got there, because they do this every day, they pretty much know how this works. When they got there, she still had a pulse and was still living. She went into the hospital. One of the doctors was like, what is going on here? You know, as they pulled up her x-rays, they found all these handprints over the stab wounds. And, of course, it was not being able to be explained. Now, I'm going to take two parts here. So what I said to Kimberly is she's telling this story because she was talking about the things she was doing. I said, well, Kimberly, you were going down the wrong path, and you knew it because you have a K in the first position of your name. So you were more aware of some certain things than the people that you were being led by. But because you ignored that, you created this experience because you had to go through this in order to get to where you are now. And let me go back to the hospital. The K is the 11th letter of the alphabet. It represents spirituality. My reason for being, my, you know, life path number is an 11, which is spirituality. So my interaction with the force of death has been quite interesting on this journey that I can tell some very interesting stories. So I said to Kimberly, you had to experience death so you could begin to understand some things because you went too far. And so when they saw these handprints on the x-ray, they were like bewildered because they were like, how in the world did she not bleed out? So they were baffled. And what I'm saying this to say is, I know I've kind of went around about with your question, and it's basically information that you have to get through studying numerology or some other form of numerology to know what each letter means and each vibration means numerically. And so I was basically helping her to share with her is that you are a miracle and you created this experience because you needed to go through this journey, even though the doctors are still saying, well, wow, how did she not bleed out? Because of, you know, this is a normal practice they see all the time with wounded
people, and they basically lose too much blood, and so they, you know, transition. And so hopefully that helps anyway.
Yes, it did, and thank you. Can I give you my name?
Sure. Go ahead, sis. That's why you're calling in. Go ahead.
It's Nakia, N-A.
Okay. So is that N-A-K-I-A?
Yes.
Okay. And so basically, you're emotionally, you're very sensitive. And your vowels come to an 11, so that has to do with a frequency of spirituality. The N in your first position alongside the A means that you are very sped up, and therefore you need to slow down at times because you're moving very rapidly. The brain is moving at a very rapid pace, and you're constantly creating, and you have the A right behind it, and so that means you have two energies that are putting you into a category of moving quickly. So you're like spontaneous at times, or you're just making things happen. And so with this energy, you have to be cautious of moving so quickly without evaluating the surroundings. The N is basically the 14th letter of the alphabet, and it is a five. It is a free spirit. And so there's a spirit operating in you at times that says, whatever, 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 just kind of free-flowing. The A basically says you're a natural-born leader. Pretty much don't like anybody telling you what to do or dictating you. You can be very aggressive at going after what you desire or your interests.
Okay. My middle name is Danae, D-A-N-A-E.
Okay. So you got the D-A right behind the N-A. The Danae is, there's a side of you that's temperamental. You're very visual, so you see things in picture form. So once you're interested in something, you'll have questions because you won't get clarity. You need clarity in order to function at your best. And you're good at organizing and managing things, even though Nakia is different. So you have two different energy vibrations, even though both names carry a leadership vibration. One is carrying the free spirit, the procrastination energy, and the DA is actually the workhorse energy. So when you're in the procrastination mode, that is definitely Nakia. When you're in the Dene mode, that's definitely the workhorse.
And then my last name is Faulkner, F-A-U.
And N-A-D-A-F-A.
Oh,
nothing
uh-huh.
but leadership. Okay, well, the Faulkner is a leadership energy again that is based more around the family. And so the Faulkners are family-oriented with natural leadership ability.
Thank you.
You're more than welcome.
Thank you, Nakia. Jay, we got anybody else in?
Hello?
Yes, sir.
5392.
Can you hear me?
5392. Right. You're on.
Yeah. How you doing? This is Dr. James. I just want to ask a question, sir. I have really two questions. Can you, like, do you give out, like, lucky numbers, like people's lucky numbers also?
I can tell you what the numbers that are best for you based on your numbers.
Yeah, that's what I mean, yeah. And, yeah, and then also, could you read my name?
Yeah. Sure. What's your name?
My name, my first name is D-A-R-R-E-N. And my last name is J-A-M-E-S.
Do you have a middle name?
Yeah, Jerry, J-E-R-R-Y.
All right. Yeah, so your middle name is also a part of who you are. Because that name is seated in the first 9 years. And so Jerry is operating just as Darren is operating. And you'll know the difference of the both when they're operating. Okay, so let's see. Jerry. Five, that's a seven, a three, a nine, nine. 19 is 10, 4.
So basically, Darren is, there's a side of you that's temperamental, can be sharp at times, natural born leader. You're visual, so you see things in picture form. Once you're interested, you have questions because you won't function well without clarity. But you have a visual gift that you can access to really use some things around what's called like extrasensory perception, because the four vibration is the strongest for being able to retain information through visual input. And so the double R's in your name are humanitarian. Neither one of them are active. But your lucky numbers basically are speaking to a 4, a 6, and let's see, and 9. You got the 9. Now, Jerry is natural leader, just like Darren. Darren is more natural aggressive in the leadership. Jerry is more like self-directed. But Jerry is the part of you that likes to overanalyze things and to have more of a creative free spirit, where Darren is more so the one that wants to do the work, organize and manage activity and get the things done. And your last name, which is the core energy, is called family energy. Your James is actually a combination of Darren and Jerry. So it's kind of the replay of the J and J for Jerry and James, and then the A for Darren. So it's a leadership vibration centered with the 4, which is a organized or a managerial type of energy. So the James is basically a family of leadership. Any
All right.
Questions?
Thank
Second
you.
Second question.
Thank you.
Okay. You're welcome.
Thank you, Brother James. All right, Jay, we got anybody else on? Step right up. Hit the number one button if you have any questions for Brother Thompson.
I think that was the last one.
That was the last one so far?
Yes.
Okay.
And so, and again, what I find with most people is most people are trying to really identify with their purpose for being here on the planet. And so I've had, over the years of doing this work, how do I find out what my life purpose is? How do I find out what I'm here to do? And that comes through, once again, your date of birth. Your date of birth is exactly why you came to the planet. Now, it is not specific. Some energies are very specific, and some are more in general. So like the 3 is a person who comes to express him or herself, and that could be through oratorical skills, it could be the arts, it could be through entertainment or sport. And so you feel at a core energy, a strong vibrational pull on your life path, why you can come. And so if it's a 1, it means that you will evolve into a leadership role where you're here to lead, to guide others on the planet. It may be through an organization. It may be through a network. It may be through a free spirit. But it's, you know, it's relative to who you are when you look at that. So how do you know your life path and get the reason why you come to this plane called Earth? The last 4 digits of your birth date. So if you were born January 2nd, 1970, January 2nd, 1970, you would start by adding up the year. That'd be 1 plus 9 plus 7 plus 0. So 1 plus 9 is 10, plus 7 is 17, plus 0 is still 17. 1 plus 7 equals 8. Then you add your month, which is January, a 1. So you have 8 plus 1 equals 9. Then you're born on the 2nd. Or the 20th would be the same thing. 20th would be 2 plus 0. The 2nd would be 2. And so it would be 8 plus 1 plus 2, which would be 11. So your life path would be an 11. The 11 represents one who comes to the planet to experience spirituality. Spirituality, as mine, is an 11, I came here to experience things on a spiritual level. So it is the unseen world that my life has been about, bringing it into the physical manifestation. So most of my journey has been discovering myself on a spiritual level and understanding that there is no power in the physical world. All the power comes through the spirit. All power is through the spirit. And so the way you can demonstrate that and test it is that everything that is physical, that is seen, came or manifested through the unseen.
Got you, Brother Paul. Brother Paul, we got another caller want to call and ask you a question. Jay, bring a call in, please, for Brother Paul.
Yes. Yes, sir.
Thank you. All right, appreciate you.
Okay. Hi. Barbara.
Hello, you're
Karen.
On.
This is Karen. How's everybody?
Good, Karen.
I had a question. Is with the names, I was wondering, is that why in the Bible, in the Hebrew time, what you named the child was so important because of this number?
Absolutely. Because what you name your child, you are giving them the tools and resources to operate in certain fields of energy. Like, for example, if you wanted to create a child to have healing modalities, to be able to heal, you would deal with a 2 vibration, which are the B, T, and the K. So the B, T, and K are all representing the 2. 2 is the energy of a healer. So when people are born under the 2 vibration, they come to planet Earth as healers. The 11, being 1 and 1, is also 2, is one who comes as healer. So as mine is an 11, I'm also a 2, which is a healer. So I'm here to spiritually heal people. And so, yes, that would be absolutely correct.
Ms. King, would you care to give Brother Paul the initials of your name?
You talking about Karen?
Yes.
Yes, I'm Karen.
Now, Karen, I was going to speak to your name, Karen, K-A-R-E-N. Is that Karen, how you spell it?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. So the first thing is important to understand is you have a super sensitivity that your parents probably never even understood still to this day, because when you were young, you were operating in a emotion that you were picking up things on such a level that other people probably weren't able to understand. And so you are vibrating at an 11 because you got a K. We talked about the K in the V, which is the 2 highest vibrations in the universe. So you're unique to the plane because you're not going to fit in as normal because you have that K in the first position of your name. Now, the K in the A, the K, again, being the 11, so it's 1 and 1 is 2, so it's a 2 in your first position, which is the 11, and a 1 in your second position, which are both key because the K is active and the A is active. So you have gone through aspects of your life where you were feeling that you were champion, you were the best, nobody could defeat you, you could get anything done emotionally that you wanted to do, and when you were in your logical, you were absolutely operating the other way, wearing your emotion on your sleeve, beating up on yourself, I'm not good enough, I didn't do that right. And so you're operating in 2 different spirits, because they're both key in your name. And you've come here to master that energy. And that's what all of us have come to do, master the energy of self.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
Would you just want her first name, or how about the first 2 initials of her last name, Brother Thompson?
It's up to them. You know, if they just want one, and if they want...
Karen, you want a total reading or what? Go ahead.
So I'm wondering if... So I've been married, so would you use my maiden name, which is my family name, or surely you wouldn't use my husband's name?
Yes, always the maiden name, that's who you are. The married name is the added energy to you. So when you add a nickname, a married name, any name, change your name, all that is added to the origin of the information that is coded in your name.
Let me say this, too, for all of our brothers and sisters all around who have Afrocentric nationalist movement. What's very important for us to understand, because when we say these European names that we have, and these are names given to us by white people, basically the information is originally from Africa, the letters. And so when you take the letters and you apply the principles that go back over 20,000 years, white folks wasn't even on the planet then. And so our names are always our names are always original in the spirit realm of who we are. Mm-hmm. So the information that is there in your birth name is there for a reason, because it's more about you journeying from spirit, from source, meaning back to the source from which you come. So I believe, and other mentors who have taught me believe, that this physical body that we're in is only temporary, but we're so much more than this that we take back to our spiritual being or our higher self. So we're here to gather data while we're here on this plane, and we carry that information back to our source.
That's powerful.
Yeah, I figured you would be able to enjoy that with the name Karen.
Oh, yes, that is powerful.
You want to give them the last two initials of your last name?
I wanted you to give me the initials of my last name, which W-H-A. That's my last name. What?
W-H-A?
Yes.
Okay.
And while you're thinking that, I want to ask a quick question. It's just a weird question.
Mm-hmm.
So they say that I'm very much like my grandmother. And my name is Karen, and my grandmother's name was Virginia.
Okay.
Is there some kind of, because when I looked it up in the dictionary, Karen means purity, and Virginia basically means virgin. So basically, to me, that's almost like saying the same thing.
Mm-hmm. Well,
and so
what you all have in common is the V in her first position of her name is a 22. So she has the highest vibration, and you have the second highest vibration, which is an 11. So both of you all basically are not going to fit in as normal, no matter what you try to do. Now, you have more of a need to try to fit in because of the 11. The 11 is the energy that wants to be more connected and accepted by others, but the V is kind of eccentric. It really doesn't care about that. Now, your total letters of your name, Karen, come to a 22. So you're operating out of 11, but you have a total 22. So, yeah, you all are connected by more than just power lines.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. And the double, W-A, the first consonant and vowel in your last name, basically, is the core energy of the family.
Well, and wait
so,
a minute now.
W-H. W-H is in Harry, Brother Thompson. Yeah.
H is not important. It's the first consonant and the first vowel.
Okay.
So the H would be silent, but the W and the A are both active. See, the A, the vowels in our name, are how we operate emotionally. The consonant in our name is our logical base. So that's why I only need the first vowel and the first consonant. So the W would be the logical side of your family, which is a 5, and that is kind of like a free spirit. The A would be the emotion. So the family operates out of a leadership vibration and logically a free spirit.
Mm. That's interesting. Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, well, I'm going to get off the line and let somebody else talk, and I appreciate it.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you, Karen, for calling in. That's the space for grace. They had a beautiful panel on last week, but they were talking about narcissism. She was part of the panel. Her sister, Minister Deborah, and Jada from out of Charlotte, North Carolina. They gave a beautiful survey on narcissism and stuff like that. They'll be back on again. So Thanks. Yeah, thank you, brother. Thank you, Sister Karen. Appreciate that. Jay, do we have anybody else calling in?
Not at this time.
Not at this time. Okay, take it away, Brother Thompson, whatever else you'd like to say.
All right. Well, again, it's very powerful when you basically take your information and you begin to use this information in your life, because there's so much more here. And so what I have is the ability to do three levels of readings. And so what we're doing right now is what I pretty much will only do on an interview or conference call is I'm doing what is called surface readings.
Right.
There's an intermediate level, and then there's a very deep level, which I can basically take all your information, your date of birth, and I can create what's called a pentagram. And a pentagram will be like a chart of your energy. And I can tell you your debts to karma, which means why you are experiencing certain things in your life. I can tell you things that if you haven't experienced yet, things that will happen. Like, for example, one of the young ladies I've been mentoring for 15 years, I was constantly helping her to understand you have a debt to karma in six, which means is you're going to have some struggles in the family. So when she went through her divorce, she was really going through, and I said, it's already here in your numbers. It's showing you're going to have challenges here in the family. So this is something you should be more spiritually dealing with and not in the emotion, in the physical, because, you know, people have a tendency to wear themselves out and down instead of understanding that so much of your path has already been carved out for you based on what you've created before you've gotten here. And that's why the numbers all align. So the debts to karma basically says information that's missing from your energy. And those are the things that you are going to attract while you're here. Those experiences is what you need to align yourself with the natural law or the harmony of getting the best from yourself. And so that process is, again, you know, when you see the information and have the information, you literally see it play out in real time in your life.
Okay, brother, Brother Michael, I'm going to let you take over the MC duties. Go right ahead, my brother.
Oh, thank you, Paul.
Yeah.
Do you want to tell people, I know you got a class coming up where you're going to be teaching numerology starting on the 26th, if I'm not mistaken?
Yes, absolutely.
You want to let people know the information if people want to learn numerology?
Sure.
And learn how to take deeper steps in understanding their consciousness?
Yes. Okay, the site that you can go to is called numerologyheadquarters.com. Numerology, spelled out, numerology, headquarters, spelled out, .com. Numerologyheadquarters.com. And it kind of gives you the layout of the course and what you would get from the course, the benefits and things of that nature. Pretty much what we're doing, Brother Michael, is creating a movement of 8 million people around the globe to raise our awareness, raise our consciousness, qualify our awareness so that we can begin to understand the resourcefulness that lives within us and be able to acknowledge it, access it, and apply it so we can reach our goals, our dreams, our full potential, and make some great things happen. We need to come from under the unconscious status of this government that constantly tries to render the melanated, the darker people, unconscious. And we need to realize our true potential and who we are as it relates to the spiritual world, because we are a spiritual people. And so the more that we choose to reconnect with our higher self, we have tremendous ability to make things happen, as we've seen for long time, that we've basically taken nothing and created unbelievable outcomes.
So, Paul, what would you say would be the steps someone would have to take in order to elevate their thinking process, to elevate the different levels of consciousness, and to find that inner peace, find the relaxation, and come together. Now, one thing before you answer that question, one thing I want to say is just think of it. Think of yourself as a battery and think of the energy that you can give out. Now, think of the coming together with one person and just think of coming together with 8 million people. So you've gone from a little D-cell battery, and now you're talking nuclear power. So when we start to unify, we can create that nuclear power. And the thing is, and why numerology, astrology, learning consciousness is so important, is because you're opening up the freedom within the self so that you can enumerate all the gifts and talents that you have. And so if you can bring them together, and to come together with people sharing and bringing it together, this is how we make change.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm not talking about small change, no nickels and dimes, but we're talking about
monumental change.
We're talking about millions and billions so that we can control our destiny. Because
right now,
the money is the ticket to controlling your destiny in this world. So now, can you imagine having money and having a righteous attitude so that you can use that money for the good of everyone on the planet and set up systems so that we all can benefit from this instead of the situation we're working in with the greed? So, Paul, what would you recommend people to do besides numerology? But what would you, and besides getting Paul's book, which is excellent, Stop Making This Shit So Hard, Discovering a Purposeful Life, what do you think people can do to help elevate themselves?
Well, the greatest two things that we have that allows us to tap into our potential is what I call, one, simple soul searching, and two, meditation. And so many of us don't know much about meditation because that's something that is almost foreign. But if you begin to meditate, if you haven't meditated before and learn to meditate, you will find that there's so much more to you that would probably blow your mind. Now, those who have meditated before, if you allow yourself to go into a 20-minute meditation, 30-minute meditation, 40-minute meditation, you will eventually reach a point that you will begin to rock. And you physically may be moving, but more so what you're feeling is your spirit rocking, and it's going into a circular motion because it's going to eventually leave your physical body and it's going to travel on air, which we call astral travel. And so when you begin to go into the higher realms of consciousness, you begin to realize that this physical you is not just who you are. You begin to understand it's so much more to you. And so for people who have been melanated, who come here melanated and have experienced the challenges of the black community from white supremacy racism, we all need to tap into our spirit because we're so much more than what the European has created for us and created a world for us to perceive ourselves and live in. And so meditation and soul searching to me, Brother Michael, are the strongest two, because even through soul searching, you can soul search for 9 seconds, 9 minutes, 9 days, 9 weeks. Soul searching is when you are going into the soul realm. You know how you kind of like daydreaming and there's something going on in your energy and your energy is taking you somewhere other than the present. And so the power of the present is the reality for all of us, because when you're in the present, you're in the now, is how you activate your power. So when you travel through distance consciously, you can activate all kinds of resources that are in the brain computer, that are in the spirit world connected to your energy, that can assist you in ways that are beyond most people's comprehension.
Thank you, Paul. And you know that I believe in meditation firmly, and I've, for the last 2 years, I've been practicing transcendental meditation, Maharishi Yogi. And all I can do is tell you the levels of inner peace, the level of things that used to bother me, that don't bother me anymore, where situations may seem crazy. So I would recommend strongly to anybody, as Paul said, is to learn meditation. Invest some money in yourself, and I would recommend learning transcendental meditation very strongly. Just to give you a couple of examples, I've taken a couple of courses with Maharishi International University, and today I was on a course, and it's basically about total knowledge. And what Paul is talking about in getting 8 million people together, it's basically synonymous with total knowledge, because what he's talking about is creating systems that make sense for everybody, that makes sense for the whole. Our spiritual nature is to be giving. It's not to be selfish. So we live in a materialistic world, but that materialism in the way that it's presented to us, the doggy dog, the Machiavellian, eat up or be eaten, that goes against our spirit.
Yeah.
So we're living in a world that goes against what we innately feel, the goodness that we innately feel within ourselves. And so when we have to fight, we're always in a constant battle. We're always in this battle. And until we come together collectively and individually and stand up, we will never be free. We will never, because freedom starts on the inside. And so if we don't educate ourselves, if we don't read, don't take it from me, don't take it from Paul, don't take it from anybody. Read. So this way you can come to your own conclusion, because you may read and you may bring out something that we've missed. You may be able to explain it in a way that's more enlightening, that is bringing us out of this ignorance, because we're all born into a world where the leaders are ignorant, so what gets cast down to us is a reflection of their ignorance, and that's shown in the society and the way we live. So, Paul, I know that spirit is so important to you. Now, can you explain, in your words, a little bit about the difference between spirit and religion? And I don't want to put you on the spot, but I want to know, I know that you know a lot about scripture, but I also want to know, do you know a lot about the Bhagavad Gita? Because the Bhagavad Gita, in my opinion, is one of the best psychology books that was ever written. Can you just expound on this a little bit for the audience?
Well, the Bhagavad Gita, for me in study, is really the same as the Holy Ghost. You see that when we travel the world, everybody has terminology based on their culture and language use. And so in the Indian culture, in the Buddhist study, when I looked at the Bhagavad Gita, I only could relate that to the spirit and what we call the Holy Ghost in the Christian version. But in any language, we're talking about a energy, a spirit, that we must tap into that will take us to a different realm of possibility outside of the carnal mind. And this is where most of us are enslaved and entrapped, because we keep thinking that we're physical. We keep thinking that we are in these physical bodies, and the spiritual thing is somewhere else, and it's absolutely the total opposite. How can we demonstrate that it's the total opposite? Well, who are you really? Are you your thinking and your feelings, and it's just housed in this physical body? Or does this physical body really have some prevalence in terms of the spirit world? Now, we do know that you cannot be in this physical world without a physical body. That's the matter. That's the matter aspect of who we are. But when you deal with the energy, the spiritual aspect of who we are. That's where the excuse me. That's where the challenges come in, and we're dealing with some heavy stuff. Now, for example, based on your question, Michael, we're dealing with this thing right now called COVID. So when you're dealing with the physical aspect of COVID, we're looking at a world that pretty much has been turned upside down. When you look at the spiritual aspect of COVID, you'll see something completely different. Spirit versus physical. Spiritually versus the physicality. Let me read. Your freedom is spirituality. From the book, Stop Making It So Hard, Discovering a Purposeful Life, Chapter 14. What is freedom? Freedom is our ability to feel at liberty, like observing the wind and the flow of energy without restriction. Freedom is the birthright of every living thing. What is spirituality? Spirituality is the essential source of energy transmitted by feelings, vibration, and frequency. So let's ask the question, what is spirituality? Spirituality is the essential source of energy transmitted by feelings, vibration, and frequency. So let's ask the question to each and every one of us. Who are we? Who are you? Are you a physical entity operating through spirit, feelings, vibration, and frequency? And so all we can do is be who we are, which is all spiritual. Now, what has happened to us is that we've been conditioned all our life to look at ourselves through a carnal mindset, a physical world, without understanding the spiritual essence of who we really are and what we really are. Now, how do we break this down to understand it more simple? Energy, there's three things that basically govern the entire planet. Three things and three things only. Matter, which is material, energy, and elements. Energy, elements, and matter. Here's what's so important, Michael, for all of us to understand. Matter is dead. Matter, all the physical world, all matter is dead. It needs an energy source to have life. So when you understand you in this physical body, without the energy source, the physical body is just from the earth. Your teeth are from the rock. Your skin is from the dirt. So all this physical body represents is the matter, is the matter. What's the matter? What's the matter? What's the matter? The energy in us is the life force. And so the more we're conscious of that, the more we understand the relationship of that, it begins to help us to evolve to a higher place and not get caught up in the carnalistic aspect of the world in which so many of us are getting off track, if you will. And so, when we acknowledge, access, and apply our spiritual gifts, talents, and abilities, we become free indeed. So nobody can make you a slave without your permission. Even physically, what most of us may not know is when you go into the Atlantic slave trade, where according to congressional records, over 150 million Africans were taken from Africa and brought into the western and eastern parts of the Americas. Only 11 million arrived in the United States because so many of the Africans wouldn't submit to slavery, because of their relationship to their higher self, their God, their creator, their spirit. You can't enslave a person who knows who he or she is. It's just not possible. So to fall into a slavery, there is a plan constantly to free yourself, because that's nature. And so when this book was written, the chapter on freedom is spirituality, it is all about us understanding the more that you tap into your spirit, the more you tap into who you are in the spiritual essence of who you are, you become free indeed because it's God's birthright and no man can ever enslave that.
Thank you, Paul. Paul, I was listening to your dissertation, and one thing that I think will help people, two things I think will help people. Number one, explain to them the extent of the word carnal and what you mean by carnal, because it's more than physical, it's more than sensual, it's more everything that has to do with the material that goes against spirit. And the other thing is, can you explain to people how consciousness, I mean, Charles Holmes said, the scepter of power is consciousness. And in yogic tradition, they just say consciousness is, that all we are is consciousness. And we're here to elevate our consciousness.
Absolutely.
And the one thing that I believe is missing in the holy books that we are generally given, the Bible, for most Americans, they don't talk about reincarnation.
Uh-huh.
And reincarnation, number one, is so important because it lets you know where you're at in this moment on the journey and lets you know how important your ancestors are in helping you on this part of the journey and the next part of your journey. Can you explain a little bit what you think on reincarnation, consciousness, and just let people know the extent of the carnal world and why it goes against consciousness or goes against our higher nature?
Yes, sir. Okay. When we talk about carnal, we're basically using a biblical term that basically talks about the worldly mindset. When you have a carnal mind, it means you're void of the spirit. You have not acknowledged your spiritual essence. I could probably go on for days talking to you all on this spiritual journey of mine, like I shared this story with Kimberly. When I was in my 20s, I had a girlfriend, a friend who was a female, and I knew she would be the perfect candidate for this experiment. I was meeting with a pastor, and this pastor had a healing and deliverance ministry, and I was so fascinated by the things that I saw her do and her gifts. And so Carletta, this friend of mine, I said, now, if anybody got unright spirits in them, unclean spirits, you know, which we call demons, it would be Carletta. Now, Carletta was this beautiful soprano voice, very young, a few years younger than I was, and she was just real, but I could tell she had some emotional, psychological challenges from her childhood. And I said, this would be a great experience because what I knew, Michael, about her is she would not pretend. Whatever I experienced with her, I knew was real. So I took her over to Pastor Carolyn, and I said, I want you, Pastor Carolyn, to take her through a deliverance. And it was so amazing because about 3 to 5 minutes in, as Pastor Carolyn is talking to her and going through the spiritual ritual, Carletta goes, she started like making a certain noise. And now remember, this is a young lady with a soprano, that high soprano voice. And so within about 3 to 5 minutes, as Pastor Carolyn is calling on these spirits, her voice completely changes, and Carletta says, no, I won't come out. And I was like, what? And I'm sitting right next to her. So I'm like, what in the world? It was the exorcist right before me. And as I watched this spirit take over her, it was so amazing to experience this because I saw the exorcist on TV, but I've never sat into a situation where I'm watching the spirit world manifest itself, you know, where I'm able to interact with it. And then in the next minute, Carletta puts her hands over her face and her mouth and goes, oh, oh, and she makes this noise. And I'm like, Carletta, what happened? She said, this big black shadow just came up and out of me. And so the carnal world, for all of us, we've been programmed all our life into a carnal mindset. So it's not uncommon for us to think worldly and to think in this manner. It's because it's been a condition and it's a program that is basically guiding us like the Matrix, the movie, making us think a certain way and feel a certain way. And so the carnal just simply means worldly or absent of the spirit. We're not consciously aware of our spirit. Now, when we talk about reincarnation, a very interesting term, because you see the word carn, like in carnal, carn, you know, so all this has to do with energy, to reincarnate and to be born again, to bring back. Now, the more that we tap into the spiritual essence of who we are, the spirit world, and we do meditation and travel, you really begin to understand reincarnation from a whole different perspective because the question is there such a thing as reincarnation? And it just based on your religious belief or your spiritual belief or your spiritual relationship. For me, what someone calls a reincarnation is just what I would call a natural order. It's a natural order of things is because when you plant a seed in the ground and the seed produces a plant or it produces a tree, the seed can be pulled up, replanted, and it can reproduce another plant or another tree. And so we are just like that. When we think about who we are spiritually, that there is no such thing as death. Death is a concept that we've been programmed to believe so that you think you die and you're gone. Well, in reality, you are just recycled. And so that would be the concept of reincarnation. Now, what does that mean, recycled? Well, if you are an energy source, if you are a consciousness, how can you die? How can energy die? And so there is no such thing as energy dying. So when we say the physical body transitions, it goes back to the earth from which it came. But your energy didn't come from the earth. Your energy came from a supreme being. And so therefore it may return to that source. And there's aspects of you that you left on another plane that you must gather data and bring back to that source so you can begin to get the bigger picture of why you're here. And so it's all perspective. And that's how the universe is. That's how life is for all of us. It's all based on our belief system. And if you limit yourself into the physical world of belief, then that's what you get. If you operate in the spirit realm of consciousness and understand the possibilities, then that's what you get. So it's all going to come down to, as you said, Brother Michael, consciousness. It's going to come down to what you are creating day to day in your awareness. And so the first chapter of the book, Stop Making It So Hard, Discovering a Purposeful Life, it talks about qualifying your awareness, qualifying your awareness. And for so many people on the planet that we dummy ourselves down thinking that we're running from our personal accountability to do, and in all reality, you're falling right in the hands of the unrighteous demonic forces of this world, that we are keeping ourselves at a vibration of dysfunctionality so we don't really understand our resource and power.
Okay, on that note, Brother Thompson, we got a caller. Jay, you want to bring the call in because time is winding down, fam. You got 2 minutes, caller, to speak your piece because it's about that time. I wish we had a three-hour podcast, but two, that's all we're working with. Okay, go ahead, Brother Jay. Bring him in.
Okay.
Two 981,
you there? What up? It's Lynn Michael. Michael from Andre's friend.
Okay, you live on the air. You wanted to go live?
You're live on the air, brother. Go ahead. You want to make a comment? Go right ahead.
I was just listening to the show, that's all.
Right.
Oh, okay. So you have no comment. Okay, brother. Well, thank you for listening to the show. We bring somebody else in. Okay, thank you, brother, for listening.
8315,
you're on.
Hi, yes, I have someone connected. Hi,
yes,
hello.
Ma'am,
I have someone that wants to speak.
Good evening.
Hello.
Good evening.
Hi, my name is Von Denicia, and I wanted to comment on the ancestors. And I have to say, I started meditating maybe a couple of years ago, but at the point over the last few months, I want to say starting around October, it's like I feel the presence of the ancestors, my ancestors here supporting me and giving me so much love to ascend to the next level. And I know you have to go now, but I want you to speak on that, but I understand your time is short. But, yeah, there's something that's definitely been very powerful with me over the last few months, and it has really catapulted my ascension process so much faster. And, I mean, they're with me all the time, and I feel the presence. My dreams are more vivid, and I'm getting so many messages that, you know, and things have totally changed. Just over the past few months, I mean, just totally changed.
Yeah. Spell your first name for me.
It's VONDENISIA.
You said VONVEN?
VON, Von. VONDENISIA.
Wait a minute. Because V is in Victor, O is in Oscar, N is in Nancy.
Mm-hmm.
What's the next
D
letter?
D is in Deborah.
D is in Deborah.
Mm-hmm.
E is in Edward.
N
is in Nancy.
I. S.
S is in Sam.
Yes.
I A. A is in Apple.
Von Denicia. Mm-hmm.
Von Denicia. Interesting. What a powerful name. Yes. And so I could see why you were led to call in. Yeah, we started with numerology, so you're carrying a V in the first position of your name, and so you're operating at a different frequency than pretty much everybody. And so you're probably, as I would describe, one of the most misunderstood people because of how you operate. Your information that you're getting from the ancestors, the information that's channeled to you in your sleep. And so you're operating at a vibration that you are seeing things and understand things that is for present and future generations. So, I don't have time to really go into deep into your name. What you're speaking to in terms of your energy vibration and getting into meditation, wow, that's so on point for this energy because there's so much that's going to be revealed to you, as you've already stated, and so much more awaiting you is because you've come here to make known the unknown, as we all have. But your frequency is so high. Say that again.
I am definitely pulled to the indigo children. It starts with the younger generation. I am definitely pulled. I have such a, just to help them, I just have such a hunger to help them because they just don't understand their power. And they're letting their powers being taken away, and just to get that message to them. And I work with them as much as I can, but it's like, you know, they're not hearing. And they have all the power, and this whole war is for their souls. And we got to save their souls. And it's like we have to save the children. This thing is all about the children and the future generations. Like you said, I definitely have that. That was channeled to me also.
Yes, ma'am. Absolutely. Well, just continue to do what you're doing and send out the energy to, when you do your meditation, to really begin to share with others, because the more that people are coming together in the spiritual realm, I'm going to put it plain, we ain't got no choice, y'all. But you're going to find out the plans that these folks who are on the planet, running the planet, they're going to force us back into our spirituality. You can go willingly on your own. But they're going to force you back there because they're really planning to wipe out a lot of 2-3 billion people. And so they're not playing.
Right.
Yeah.
They're
and so
not.
We need to really understand our power.
They don't believe that. They don't believe that.
Well, they don't have to believe it. Just watch. Just keep paying attention. That's all.
Right.
It'll manifest.
Sister V, thank you for your comment. We got, Jay, one more quick call, and after that we're going to have to let brother, we don't want him to go, but we're going to have to bring him back again if he'll have us. One more quick call, Jay. We got anybody else?
No, that was the last one.
Okay. Well, on that note, Brother Paul, I want to thank you for coming on, brother. It's always it's a blessing to
yes,
you share the knowledge that you have. I appreciate you, and I'm going to let Brother Mike give you the final commentary, because once again, I'd just like to thank Brother Mike for bringing you on. And like I said, hope this won't be your last time, brother. Like I said, if you have us again, appreciate you.
Absolutely.
On Grown Folks Talk and Express Yourself. Brother
My
Mike, you want to take, yes, sir, let's take Brother Paul out with Flying Colors.
All right. Well, again, Paul, thank you. And what I want to say to the audience, you've heard the conversation. You've heard Paul giving to himself, giving the numerology for people. It's time that we support him. You know, get his book, sign up for his class. But, and again, tell your friends to listen to the replay of this podcast because there's valuable information. You know, I probably will go back and listen to it a couple of times just because in the dialogue that we've had, the conversation on understanding your consciousness, understanding how the corner world affects you, understanding reincarnation. And as we just heard with the last caller, I think it was appropriate because the power in her name and the whole lessons from this call today was reflected in this. And you have to understand, we thank Paul, we love Paul for sharing, and we need to work together because there are forces in the world today where people are starting to reject this materialistic, dog-eat-dog, Machiavellian type of life. It makes no sense. We're put on the earth as spirits, and yet we live like paupers. I mean, now it's time for us to enjoy our richness of who we are, the richness of our spirits, and share that. To love, show our love by giving. Show your love by being unselfish. Show your love by letting your ego take a back seat and give to everyone you come in contact with. Paul, do you want to say any last words? And I'm going to give you a little brief lineup for who we have coming up in the next few weeks. So, Paul, you have any final last words?
Well, my last words are always pretty much the same. It is just to help people to say, be your wonderful, magnificent self, because we've all come here to make known the unknown. And the best way to do that is just continuing to be your natural, wonderful, magnificent self. And thank you.
Thank you, my brother. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And, of course, ladies and gentlemen, you're familiar with Brother Michael Collins. Listen, we're going to have to wait the next week to play that clip by Rashad, so stay tuned because you need – this is a very, very vital clip. So I want you guys to listen and tune in, and we want to thank you for tuning in. Also, before we go, I wouldn't be righteous – leaving this line, let's also let you know, my man, you heard his name, Randy J. Sean Jackson. He has a podcast, same number you're dialing on Friday nights. It's called Keeping It Real with Randy J. Sean Jackson every Friday. Only difference in time is between 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. So tune in and support the brother. We got to support each other. Just like Brother Michael said and Brother Rashad said, and just like you guys believe out there, we have to support and we have to do better. And that sister was very, very, very powerful coming on and talking about saving the children. I was listening to a song by the Delphonics that they sang back in the early 70s. It said, save the babies, save the children. How many times have we heard that in other artists' songs? We got to do that. It's a continuous fight, and we can't give up the fight. You heard that little Jamaican record before. Don't give up the fight. You all know about that. So on that note, thank you for your support. We want to see you back next week. We have some very impactful speakers, the brother with the spy watch, and also Sister Inez will be coming on, and Brother Rashad is going to play the quick video that we're supposed to listen to tonight. But we were just blessed to have Brother Paul on. And once again, thank you to my team, Brother Rashad, and Brother Michael Collins. Peace and blessings. Enjoy your week. And don't forget, anything you need to know, Tim Ray of the Facebook, go on my Facebook page, Forrest Nance. Peace and blessings, everyone. Take care.